Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Joining us once again, Colin Woodall, today talking WOTUS in just a moment. Cattle producers, it's our next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming this Friday, April 24th, broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232, as well as on the internet at SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts at 7:30 a.m. Central Time. The video auction itself starts at 8 a.m. Central Time, offering 40,000 head, including 10,500 yearling steers, 5,500 yearling heifers, 8,600 weaned calves, 12,500 calves on cows, and 1,200 bred stock and weigh cows. If you'd like to know more details about each of the lots that will be sold, preview the video of a specific lot, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com for information. You can also call 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock Auction coming up on Friday, April 24th. SuperiorLivestock.com is the place to go for more information. And remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. We've been talking about WOTUS, the Waters of the U.S. proposed rule from the Environmental Protection Agency, along with the Army Corps of Engineers for a long time now, went through a lengthy comment period, went through the campaign by agriculture to ditch the rule, and now we're in the process of seeing EPA trying to get a final rule out the door. In fact, the indications are that it's over at the Office of Management and Budget right now. EPA has sent it over there for their analysis and for possible publishing for the general public. Nobody knows what's in that rule at this point. The EPA Administrator Gina McCartney has indicated there will be no additional comment period. When it goes out the door, it'll be a final rule. At that point, it'll be up to the courts to sort things out, it appears. According to Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office, WOTUS continues to be a big deal for the cattle business. They're hopeful that Congress will have a chance to weigh in on this endgame.
Well, we had a great move last week by the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee that passed out legislation that basically would tell EPA to rescind this proposed rule and start over from scratch, and more importantly, start over by bringing in the stakeholders that were going to be impacted by this rule. So that is a good start, but right now it's a race to see who can finish their process first, whether it's EPA or Congress. And as you mentioned, Gina McCarthy, the administrator, has been fairly defiant in her efforts here to push back against Congress and to move forward with the rule. And in fact, she has already sent a revised version of the Waters of the United States rule over to the Office of Management Budget for review. Now, we do not know what those revisions are. We don't know how they're going to impact or address our concerns, but we do know that OMB is looking at it. And I think she did that knowing that Congress was going to start taking some pretty swift action.
And Colin, as you've kind of indicated, it seems to be a race. Ms. McCartney, very intent on trying to get this thing out the door ahead of anything that Congress can do.
Yeah, and that's unfortunately the easy way out for her, because really it's no skin off her back at that point in time, because if this does go forward, it would go forward as a final rule, so there would be no comment period, and we would have to fight it out in the courts. I think that something that she's calculating as she's looking at the last year and a half here of the Obama administration and just seeing what she can do to get out from under this WOTUS proposal, but unfortunately it leaves all of us in industry holding the bag.
NCBA's Colin Woodall on this battle over the regulatory rewrite of the Clean Water Act of the 1970s, otherwise known as WOTUS. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Express Ranches invites you to join them for their annual Grass Time Sale, Friday, April 24th, high noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 500 head of cattle, including 166 Angus bulls, registered Angus pairs, Angus show heifers, registered Angus yearling heifers, registered Angus fall bred heifers, and more. Give them a call, 1-800-664-3977 for details, or go to expressranches.com. Express Ranches, their annual Grass Time Sale, April 24th. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.